All that stuff. And each, there's not one way of doing it, and I want to emphasize that, because it's how you respond to it. So some people like this technique, and for others it doesn't work, but they like this other technique, and it's basically what appeals to you, because you have to make it in harmony with your belief system as well. So that's why there's so many different versions of the modalities, but all of them come down to a process of super learning. So changing the unconscious mind in the equivalent of a hypnotherapy, mm-hmm. or habit. When people use affirmations and things like that, that's more habit-like.
A lot of people are asking, and by the way, people are saying that they still can't see that special offer screen, so I'm going to ask people if they want to just refresh their screen. Even if it drops you off the call for a few minutes, you can reconnect on and just come back onto the call, and you can just rejoin the call. Because there is a free gift that is on that page, and you'll be able to get the free gift when you go to the special offer page. So just go ahead and refresh your screen, get back on, go to theawareshow.com/Lipton, and you'll see the special offer is 4 of Bruce's DVDs, which are The New Biology, which is amazing, and then his incredible one, The Biology of Perception, The Psychology of Change. He's got The Nature, Nurture, and the Power of Love about conscious parenting. That's a phenomenal DVD. And then the DVD, As Above, So Below, An Introduction to Fractal Evolution. Just amazing, amazing combination of these 4 DVDs and 5 CDs that provide you with everything you need to get introduced to the idea of the new science of epigenetics. It's all on there, plus a special thank you gift. It's all on there. So if you need to refresh your screen, go ahead and do that now. But I wanted to ask you, some people are asking specifically about the technique of EFT, the emotional freedom technique. Do you know that that works on a cellular level, or is it individualized, Bruce?
Well, it's individualized to people, because I said not all modalities work for everybody, but it's a generally good one for a momentary break of a pattern. That's what EFT is really good for. Momentary, like I'm all of a sudden stressed, and it's like I don't have time to deal with this. The EFT balance is a good way of breaking that pattern for that moment. It doesn't necessarily change that over future time, but it is certainly relevant at the moment you need it. You can change your thought, because as soon as you change your thought, you've changed the chemistry. And you can feel it in your body. I mean, people can feel it. It's like all of a sudden it's like, oh, all of a sudden I feel relaxed or whatever the thing. You can actually feel the physiology change when your mind is changing its focus.
Okay. You also mentioned that you wanted to talk about spontaneous evolution.
And yes.
I know we got through this. I mean, oh, my God, there's like 10 minutes left on the call and we haven't even gotten to spontaneous evolution. What is that, Bruce?
Well, basically it says this, the world is obviously changing and everyone can feel it. It's no, you know, it's no secret. There's an upheaval pending. And what my new book is about is, look, the biology of belief is basically how your personal beliefs affect your personal life. That's what the book is about. But then it comes into an understanding and says, yeah, but what about collective beliefs? And this is profound because, well, my own beliefs affect me personally in my own little sphere of influence around me. If you get collectively a large number of people to share the same belief, then that belief can change the field that we live in. So that we are actually creating the world through a collective belief. And so the issue why this is so exciting for me is that a civilization, and there have been many in Western civilization, and they've come and gone, because this is a way of life. Life is dynamic and ever-changing. There's nothing that stays the same. And as much as everybody wants to, let's go back to the old days, the idea is, no, nothing is going back. We're moving forward here. And if I just said, look, a long time ago in the West, there was animism, the belief that that everything that was physical was also spiritual. It's like the Native Americans go on a hunt. You pray to the spirit of the animal to make sure you could get the physical animal. The two are connected. Every human was spiritual and physical. Now, that was great. Animism gave way to the next phase of civilization, which was called polytheism. You know, multiple gods, and spirit was taken out of the individual things and coalesced into individual gods that were, so that there was a separation of matter and spirit. That's when we lost our own connection with spirituality, that we took it outside of ourselves. That later changed from polytheism. The next civilization was based on monotheism. And monotheism was all the spirit is collected into one and then sent off the planet so that to be on this planet, if you want to get spirit, you're actually hoping for the next life to see that spirit, not here.
Okay.
And then monotheism gave way to the current civilization, which is based on scientific materialism, which is the science of matter, and that's why we live in a world that's based on physical genes and chemistry, and the world is all physical, and we don't talk about in science the invisible realm. And here's the fact. And this is just when you see it, it's like simple, and then makes it clear. The character of a civilization is shaped by the truth providers. Who gives us truth? Where do we go to get truth? Whatever their beliefs are, shape our world. And the truths that I'm talking about are fundamentally based on what are called the perennial questions. The perennial questions are, how did we get here? Why are we here? And how do we make the best of it? Here's a simple reality. Whoever we buy the answers from for those questions, that entity or that organization becomes our truth provider. So when the church provided the answer, they said, oh, we got here through divine intervention. We're here to live out plays of morality. And to learn to live the best of it, you live in the laws of the scriptures. And the church provided those answers. We accepted them. And then when we had other questions about life, we would go back to the church and ask them. That was when the church was running civilization. In 1859, Charles Darwin came in with an answer to the first question that was, you know, accepted by the population as better than the church's answer. They said, the church, we got here through divine intervention. Charles Darwin says, oh, we got here through random genetic mutations. And people bought that at that time because they were breeding animals and plants, and they could easily see how through altering generations, you can influence the organisms and create all kinds of variations, and all of a sudden they say, oh yeah, that's how life came about. So about 10 years after Darwin, civilization bought the beliefs of science as the answers to the questions, and the beliefs are profoundly different. How do we get here? Random mutations. Why are we here? Absolutely no reason at all, because it was an accident, so there's no purpose for us being here. And the third one is the killer. How do you make the best of it? And this is where we live today. And the answer is, we live in a struggle for our survival with the survival of the fittest as being the end point. So that says that we live in a world based on a continuous struggle, and that competition is required, and that the winners are the winners and the losers are the losers. And it's interesting because science doesn't have morality to it. So it says, you could be a winner in the quest for survival by using your intelligence or an Uzi. They make no difference. And the point about that is then look at the world that we live in. We've lost purposeness. We've disconnected ourselves from the environment. And we see this as a competition of who can get the most physical matter in this planet as much as you can, because that's the winner. And why all this is relevant is because when we change the beliefs, we change the truth provider, and then by that provider's truth. So that provider is what? Science. And that says you're a genetic automaton, you're out of control, you're a victim, all these other things like that. The science has changed. The answers to the questions have changed.
Wow.
Now, here's the interesting part. The public is just getting a taste of it, and it has not come out to the public, and there are reasons why. But here's the answers to the new ones. How did we get here? We got here through a process of adaptive mutations to, in the sense that every organism that was here, that is here now, is